MoneyWeb now on The Money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. I'm chatting with Eva August, CEO of Century 21 South Africa. Eva, appreciate the time. It's sort of an evolution. It's more than that. It's a ground shift happening in new homes. It's around sustainable. This is no longer niche, particularly for younger, particularly for perhaps more tech savvy. The sustainability is becoming a minimum standard in many senses.
You're so right, Simon, and thank you. It's lovely to chat to you. It is. Yeah, we've gone past the time where it's a trendy thing, it's fashionable thing, where it's cool to be a minimalist and tread lightly on the earth. It's now really responsibility, and everyone is responsible to live this way to whatever extent we're capable of.
It's going to be things, I imagine. It's going to be solar, it's inverters. It's probably even simple things like just, you know, how well's the building sealed, particularly in the Joburg winters. They seem small, but they're important and they are significant.
Very much. It is more than that. It used to be this thing of inverters and solar power. And now it's about how to reuse the resources that are becoming more and more scarce, resources that are becoming more and more expensive. How to capture and utilize water correctly, how to insulate buildings, you know, build right the first time. This idea that the longest distance between two points is taking the shortcut. Mm-hmm. So do things the long way around, build correctly for insulation, for resource retention, for less space. I think COVID also taught us that. COVID taught us not to waste as much from a footprint, from usable space, from resources. And it's only the beginning of that.
And this is in many senses as well. I mean, as I said up front, this is perhaps more the younger and more tech savvy. It might seem a little niche at this point, but it really is future-proofing. This is the future of homes.
Very much. You know, we used to hear this thing here and there as I was going through the real estate industry and career, and the saying that, you know, you don't make land. You don't make any more of planet Earth. We've got what we've got. And the world is changing so much. Humanity is changing so much. We're living longer. Our families are getting bigger and smaller. It depends around the world. And so what we do have left, this planet, this country, this city, we've got to take care of the space that we've got and make it lekker and cool for everybody. And that's taking care of how we live and what we live on.
This is obviously predominantly going to be new homes. Are developers catering to this market? Are we seeing developers coming on board and building these type of new houses or apartments?
Very much. Simon, the developers that are not keeping up or trying to stay ahead of the curve of sustainability are the ones that don't have a future, because the demand for that type of sustainability is all the way down to the last end user, the client that's going to be using this property in 20 years from now, not just immediately. And so those ones that are not asking those questions, how to improve on that, and the developers that are not complying with the consciousness around this that is actually coming from government and from council and from all the service providers of the scarce resources that we have, non-compliance of that combined with staying ahead of that trend and those tools and systems, they're not going to be in business, I'm afraid.
Are we seeing finance options for the green space? I mean, my immediate thought is if I'm doing green, I might get a slightly better home loan just because of the green of the house. Are the financial institutions coming to the party?
Very much. In the beginning, when I say in the beginning, I mean like when we first started experiencing extreme load shedding, the, you know, finance institutions were popping up here and there to make financing options available for people to take care of the sustainability of not having power. But it's become more commonplace, more accessible. It's not just the finance institutions, but the service providers of these forms of technology are also becoming registered with the National Credit Regulator to offer these services and tools and products in a way that for the client is also sustainable. Me as the homeowner, you as the tenant, the landlord, in a way that the technology is being upgraded for these efficient systems and services in your financing option. And when we look at market share currently in property real estate transactions between all the banks, the ones that are competing very well compared to the rest of them in market share of home loans are the ones that are able to offer the products and services that go with this type of sustainable solution, because in a lot of cases, it's a deal maker or a deal breaker.
Yeah, I take your point on that. We're talking, of course, new developments here, but there's a lot of existing stock out there already. There's stuff we can do beyond just the old-fashioned sort of LED light bulbs, which I think everyone's surely got by now. But we can, to degrees, also, we can retrofit existing homes.
Very much. There are people that are becoming more and more specialized in looking at what we've got and saying, don't throw it away because it's cracked and it's broken. Let's redo it. Let's enhance it. And more often than not, it's not huge changes that are required, minimal adjustments to the way the electricity feeds the property, the way the COC used to be compliance certificate versus the way it is now. There are different options as well from council in terms of how to run, offer, and manage resources of power. It ran out a few months ago through council in parts of Gauteng where the technology being implemented in certain meters across certain developments and existing older homes allows council, in fact, to, and, you know, like it, don't like it, it allows council to actually control the consumption and the usage of certain appliances in your home in order to preserve that energy. And council is also seeing ways that we can incentivize people that have invested in solar systems and green solutions and giving them a rebate for feeding energies back into the grid to support the traffic lights in the street lights around the corner. So there's more and more, I mean, reward systems used to be in your gym membership and in your shopping membership. Now there's reward systems coming up for being more green and more conscious in how we live.
We live in a great future. Eva August, CEO, Century 21 South Africa. Appreciate the time. This podcast is brought to you by StanLib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.